Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 12, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily, I'm also from Hudson, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
We're here from Mondays to 3:30 to 4, talking about books. Woo! Books we're reading, books we like, books we read. Oh!
Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff. Yeah.
Congratulations. I still can't get it down.
Well. Yeah. When we all leave, you're just going to have to get it down, aren't you, Ingrid?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
But we're never leaving.
It's never like lost. We're never getting off the island.
We're locking the doors. Good luck, afternoon show.
You're not getting
just try. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about books until the sun goes down.
You'll find us chasing the sun.
Oh, sure, whatever. If we insist. We're going to talk about books until the 21st.
What happens then?
The world ends.
Emily, you're so clueless. You're going to die and you don't even know it.
This chair won't stay still.
I buy it. I'm buying it. I wonder how much
buying?
It costs.
How buying it?
I'll give you $50.
You're buying your own.
Kill the world.
Your own end?
Yes.
Wow. How much does that cost?
$3.47.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. It's pretty cheap. I couldn't really go any. You know.
Yeah.
That was some good stuff.
So we only have, you know, one show left then.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Until end days.
So I better make it good. Yeah.
I realized I was listening to the replay last week that you posted on Facebook, and I sound so annoying on the radio.
Oh, you
it's
do
okay.
Not. You
sound I think great. I sound annoying on the radio too. That's why I hate it when my mom listens to the archives. I'm like, but. It's
see,
so
I think you all sound fabulous, and I sound annoying.
No, you sound the best. Moshi, and you sound the best.
I think we all sound fabulous. We just think we sound horrible because we do. Yeah. it's like all your friends are like, oh my gosh, you have amazing hair. And then you look in the mirror, and you're like, what? And you have no idea what they're talking about.
I like One Direction.
Yeah. Oh. So.
Favorite.
What?
Who's your favorite?
I like Niall.
I like Liam.
I don't have a favorite, but I did listen to them the other day for the first time.
What
I think.
Song?
It was one of their songs from when they were on X Factor, because I was looking for the music video for the song "Total Eclipse of the Heart," and I saw that they had performed that, and I was like, oh. All the girls love that group. I should listen to this. And they did pretty well, but
they had
weird music on. I'm not music on, but weird makeup on.
Weird makeup on?
It made them look kind of
they're
icky.
Beautiful. I love them. They make my heart skip a beat.
Wow.
Some of them are ugly.
No, they're not.
Don't talk like that, because then you really will sound annoying at the radio.
They're all beautiful.
But
at least
not.
On the inside.
Yes.
But anyways. What books did you all bring to talk about today? Or did you bring one?
I actually literally physically brought a book for like the first time because I never do that.
You brought that book before.
I know I did. I brought it before and I'm going to talk about it again because it's like the best book in the whole entire world.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you have braces on?
No! But I do have a lisp. A lisp.
What are those?
It's a retainer.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. And
they're much nicer than the ones that I had when I was a kid, though. It makes you feel better.
A lisp. A lisp. Well, it does make me feel better.
Anyways, so enough with the suspense. What is the best book ever?
Oh, well.
Or series.
It's a series, and the last book is called Legacy. Can anybody guess the first book?
Well, I can.
The first book is called Minder. Ha! But I'm not talking about Minder. Oh my god, stop it, Ingrid. She's like moving my microphone around. It's really annoying and funny. Okay, anyway. But I'm talking about the middle one.
What's it called?
Adversary. And it's by Kate Knack. Knack. And it's about this girl named Maddie. Her name's Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
And Quinn.
And Jack.
And Moshi.
And Gina.
And Mamuda.
And Ingrid. Hi. You're here already. Okay.
And all our moms.
No. I love you, Mommy and Daddy.
Hi. And then, what's her face? Maddie.
The one in the book,
yes. In the first book, she goes away to a place. It's like a big school thing. And then she falls in love with this guy whose name is Trevor, and he's telekinetic. Telekinetic. Which means he can, like, move stuff with his hands, but, like, not with his hands, with, like, invisible hands. So he has an extra set of hands that are invisible.
That can go anywhere.
Yeah, that can reach, like, a billion miles away. I don't know, and, like, through walls and stuff. It's pretty crazy. And it's a school for people with special powers like this. And she is telepathic, so she can read minds. There's people called charms who can, like, say, like, make me a sandwich with a funny voice. And then you will.
That's like Piper. She can charm speak. It's something children of Aphrodite can do.
Cool.
Percy Jackson, people.
And then Percy Jackson. And then the charms charm people and make people do stuff. And there's RVs who can like locate anything anywhere. So if like you lost your pen, they'll be like, "Oh, it's right over there." How do you not know that? And then there's healers who can just heal you if they touch you. But they can also hurt you if they touch you. And then there's sparks who can control fire. And it's not like magical fairies. It's like some sort of thing with their brain. And some people think it's a mutation, but it's really not.
I'd want to be a spark.
Uh-huh. And then...
Because then I could be like Leo Valdez.
And then the people, like, they, it has to do with, like, energy or something, how their powers work. And they're only, like, activated or made bigger if they are injected with this stuff called Dodecamin. And, the name for all these people with these powers is, like, a G-positive. And so, anyway, the book is about Maddie's adventures in her place. In the school, which is called Gansfield, and with her boyfriend Trevor, and with her going off to fight to the evil of this guy named Isaiah, who is also a G positive and has all these powers, but he doesn't like the school and he wants to like murder them all. And something really big happens like halfway through with Isaiah, which is why they're all after him. And I'm not gonna tell you what it is because you have to read the book. Yeah. And it's really good, and I rated it 5 stars. Ooh. And everybody in the world should read it. Because if you like science fiction, it is scientifical. Because they have, it's fake scientifical. You think it's scientifical when you read it, and you believe it, but it's really not scientifical. And even if you like fantasy, you can pretend that it's fantastical, because everyone has... Fantastical. Is that a word?
I think it's just fantastic.
No, fantastical. I'm going to say fantastical.
I like fantastical.
Everyone has fantastical powers. And even if you like futuristic books, it seems futuristic, but it's really not that futuristic. So even if you don't like futuristic books, you can pretend that it's not futuristic. So
it crosses genres.
Yes. You should read it. And it's beautiful.
Oh.
And lovely.
Have you read the third book yet?
No. And I'm dying to read it. And I went to the Spotty Dog and I was like, "Hey, do you have a Legacy by Kate Knack?" And they're like, "Hey, no."
That's what they did to the Percy Jackson book I'm on. I'm like, "Hey, do you have Son of Neptune by Rick Riordan?" And they're like, "Here, let me check. No."
And it was very sad.
I do know that these books are they're from a fairly small press.
Yeah.
So it's possible that it's harder to find in bookstores.
Yeah. And also, But, you know, it was okay that I didn't find Legacy, the third book, because even though it made me sad and I wanted to read it, it also made me happy because since I didn't find it, I found a different book, which was Divergent!
Woo!
Because they had that, and then I read it.
Awesome.
So what book did you bring, Ingrid?
Well, I haven't finished Demigod Diaries since I've been so into Lost. I've been watching it every moment I can, but after I do finish it, I'm going to read a book called Jumping Off Swings. Which is about, I'll read you the cover. It says, Ellie has hooked up with more than a few boys. Each time, she is certain there will be more to encounter than the sex. While she is with them, she feels love for a while anyways. So when Josh is an eager virgin with a troubled home life, leads from a party to the backseat of his van, Ellie follows. But their one thing is far from perfect. Ellie gets pregnant. Josh reacts with shame and heartbreak. While their close friends, Caleb and Corny deal with their own complex swirl of emotions. No matter what Ellie chooses, all four teenagers will be forced to grow up a little faster as a result. Told alternately from each character's point of view, this deeply insightful novel explores the aftershock of the biggest decision, one fragile girl's life, the realities of leaving innocence behind.
I wanted to read that because I was at the airport. And we were in that airport bookstore that airports have,
you know,
where they sell books. And I saw this book, and I saw another book, and I was like, "Ooh, mommy, I want to read Jumping Off Swings." And she was like, "Ooh, no, I'm not going to buy it."
You get that response at bookstores a lot.
I know.
No.
And then, I didn't have any money, so I couldn't buy it myself. So then I picked another book, which was called like 13 Reasons Why or something. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, "Ooh, I want to read this book." And my mom was like, "Ooh, no, I'm reading it." And then she never gave it back to me. And it was sad. And then I wanted to read a different book. And then I didn't even end up getting any books. It's really sad.
Iggy and Emily's sad.
Yes. And now, Iggy, you are going to give your book to me. Right? Now.
School library book.
Well, that is sad.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, I haven't read that one yet, Jumping Off Swings, but I know that author comes to the Hudson Children's Book Fest a lot.
I started reading it. Well, I picked it up because I realized that in the third line it has the S word in it, so I decided to pick it up.
Gee, Ingrid, that's a great way to decide which books you want to read.
Like,
way to inspire the little ones.
I'll read this.
I'm trying to think if there's any words that make me want to buy books. I like when books are standalones, when they're not part of series.
No.
I like series when they're really good, but sometimes...
Percy Jackson.
Sometimes books are just okay in a series, and then you have to decide if you're going to commit to reading the second one and then the third one. But when it's a good series, it's nice. But I get really excited about standalone books. Is there any certain thing that draws you to a book, Antonia?
Me? Well, I... always, literally, absolutely always judge books by their covers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm evil like that. And then
she also judges people by the way they look.
I do.
I'm sure that the people that design covers would be really excited to hear you say that. That's what's not totally evil.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I sort of like... I also heard Quinn talk about Adversary on the radio, so that's also why I wanted to pick it up. But it also had a really cool cover. And then I don't think it's a good idea because I once read... I was in the bookstore. Also, I judge them by their title a lot, too. Like, I was in the bookstore, and there was this book, which had, like, a pretty interesting cover. I might have noticed it. But the title of it was Au Revoir, Crazy European.
Oh, yeah, Au Revoir. I can't say that right.
Au Revoir.
I took Spanish, sorry. Crazy European chick.
Yeah.
I've heard that's a good book. Did you read it and not like it?
No, I didn't read it because... Then I ended up getting another book, which was stupid because the other book was not very good, but I should have gotten it, and now I want to get it because it has a funny title. And that's what always draws me to books. It's their title
like
and their cover.
I like books that have like supernatural things that like make me wanna be like be something, like a demigod or a vampire or a tribute. Or an avian.
I like to read those books, but then I get angry at them because then I'm like, I want to be that.
It's like, I want to be a tribute in the 74th Hunger Games. I want to be a flying, I would beat everybody. I'd be like,
Yeah. Be like Leo Valdez, power time. Whoosh.
Whoosh. Yeah.
I just put you on fire.
Ow.
Thank you. Ow. Well, I have a process for picking up books. First, I look at the title, and I'm like, oh, that's a nice title.
What if it's not a nice title?
Then I don't pick it up. And then I look at the cover, and I'm like, ah, that's a nice cover.
But what if it doesn't have a nice cover?
Then I don't pick it up. If it has a nice title but a stupid cover, I might continue, but probably not. And if it's the other way around, still.
What if someone says, this is such a good book, you should read it, but it has a really dumb title and a really dumb cover?
Then I probably won't read it.
That person.
Unless they tell me, like, what it's about and it sounds cool.
Oh, okay.
But then once I'm done with that, then I read the back of it or the inside flap. And then if I still like that, then I read it. And if I don't like that,
if you don't?
Then I then I put it away and go, I'm never going to read you horrible book.
But what if you don't really say good. That, but you just put it away, but you don't say, I'm never going to read you, you horrible book.
Then, well, gee, you really got me there.
I sound so
what about annoying. You, Emily?
What about me?
Yes. What about you? It's Emily time.
What do you want to know? Do I know about my book?
Yes, we want to know everything. We want to know about your personal life and what you drank this morning.
This morning I had a cup of tea.
No orange juice?
We didn't have any, so I just had some tea.
I had milk.
I just had a glass of water. That's probably the first thing I drank today. That is very
healthy. Great. Well, anyway, speaking of what I've been reading... So I just finished this book the other day. It's called Not Exactly a Love Story. And it's by Audrey, I assume it's Columbus, but it has a lot more vowels than Columbus.
Let me see.
Columbus.
I may be saying it wrong, and I apologize to Audrey if I'm saying her name wrong.
I like Audrey Kitching.
But she's this book pretty. Is coming out on the 11th, which, is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
So this book's out tomorrow.
So tomorrow you can read it.
And it is set in 1977. But it isn't
7 days.
But it isn't really a period piece that much. There's not that much in terms of like it could be set today except for technology is different. So that's the main reason it seems like they chose to set it in the 70s.
Like what's different technology?
Like there's no like internet and computers, there's no cell phones.
They're not like I texted so
and
so.
And the reason that's important is that the story is about this guy named Vinny Gold, who moves out to Long Island with his mom and his new stepdad. And so they move out to Long Island. He's the new kid in school. And he sees his neighbor, whose name is Patsy, and thinks she's really pretty and is really interested in her. And then he manages to get her phone number sort of unexpectedly. Somebody is bragging about how they have her phone number because they're trying to go out with her. And the person drops the phone number that's on a piece of paper. And so he takes it and he decides to call her one night, like really late at night, and is just sort of really nervous and says something inappropriate to her. And then she hangs up. And so he like accidentally makes an obscene call just because he was nervous and didn't know what to say said something random. And then he feels really bad. So he thinks about it and he starts calling her like every night. She's a little stalkerish.
Does she know it's him?
She doesn't know it's him, and he apologizes, and they eventually start talking every night at midnight. He knows who she is, but she doesn't know who he is. And in the meantime, they also end up meeting in real life, but she doesn't know it's the same person she talks to at night, and he sort of develops these two personalities where at night he's Vincenzo, the like Italian guy who's like really smooth and sure of himself, and then there's like his day-to-day self who's also a little bit different than himself, but he feels like he's kind of playing a role with both of these. But both Vinny and Vincenzo are sort of trying to get Patsy as their girlfriends, so he's sort of fighting himself for her affections.
I want her.
But then she's also sort of dating a football player in school who's also new, who's a jerk. And so it's this interesting sort of thing about him trying to decide when to tell her that it's him, and like trying to decide if that will go over well, and she's trying to figure out who he is.
And they're in the 70s.
And they're in the 70s.
That's so awesome.
He wears leather pants to the first day of school.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward.
That's pretty. That's
not comfortable
awesome.
For him.
Awesome.
Steven! And so it was interesting because I did feel like at first I was a little uncomfortable with it because it starts off where it's sort of like an almost stalker situation where he's calling her late at night and she doesn't know who he is. And so it was a little creepy, but at the same time, you know, he has innocent intentions. So eventually I was able to sort of warm up to him and the situation. And it's clear that she's like part of it at some point more, like she's into the phone calls and she's excited about them. So I was able to be won over to it, but it took me a little while.
Did you finish the book?
I did.
Are you going to give it to me now? Because you love me so much and I'm your favorite person in the whole world.
Besides
other than your cat.
Besides
and my cat.
And your
I
honey.
Like you more than my husband. apparently.
Yes, you do.
But not my cat.
No.
Not your vicious cat.
He's sweet. What are you talking about? No, I'm happy to share.
I love kitty.
Sharing is caring.
But it is a fun book.
Fun.
Yeah. And it has short chapters, which every once in a while, when I don't have a lot of time to read, I like books with short chapters because I can commit to finishing a chapter. And then once I get to the end, I can be like, maybe I could read a couple more pages. And then I get to the end of that. And then I keep going and I get more done. Whereas if it had like 10 page chapters, I might not pick it up because I can't commit.
I like short chapters too.
Short chapters. They're
I
awesome.
Like short chapters, except for when they're like really short chapters. Like one time I read a book where every page was a chapter.
That's horrible.
I was very confused.
Yeah. I don't like them that short.
But I like them like short. I don't like long chapters.
I like
either.
Like 5 pages.
It makes me feel special when I finish a chapter. Like, yay, I finished.
So, Ingrid is now reading, you're finishing up Demigod Diaries and then you're starting Jumping Off Swings.
Yep.
Which I keep wanting to say is called Jumping Off Swings with Boys. And I don't know what book I'm confusing
boop, boop,
it with.
Boop, 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 boop. That sounds extremely perverted.
Really?
It doesn't.
I think it sounds sweet.
I think it sounds sweet too.
And cute.
And then what are you reading currently? Antonia?
Well, I'm reading 2 books. For school, I have to read a historical fiction book.
Ugh.
So I'm reading
Still?
Roll of Thunder here. I didn't finish it because when I'm not really into books, I read them really slowly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
So you're not into it.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
But then I'm also reading How to Lead a Life of Crime, which is awesome. And it's really good. And it's coming out in February, which makes me happy. Even though and it's really cool.
Why are you happy it's coming out in February if you're reading it now?
Because then the whole world can be exposed to this wonderful literature.
That's very kind of you.
Cool, brah. Cool.
Yeah, I'm very cool.
Cool. I just started reading a book called Level 2, which I think is also coming out in February. It's by Lenore Appelhans, who has a blog, actually, that I've read for a while, where she, in part, focuses on dystopian fiction, which is why I started reading her blog, because she had really great reviews about dystopian fiction. And now she has her debut novel coming out in February. And it takes place in, well, I haven't gotten far enough to know exactly, but it seems like it takes place in the afterlife in a place called Level 2. Yeah. And so there's a character who, they sort of like live in these, they have these little chambers or pods that they live in, and they can access their memories and watch their memories.
Wow. Of their previous
And they can
lives?
Share, they can kind of rent out their memories to other people so that other people can also watch their memories.
Like
and then
the
they get like a credit
or
for
Netflix.
It.
Netflix.
So yeah.
A dollar a memory.
But it's interesting
a
so
night.
Far.
That's cool. Very, very cool.
Weird stuff is going on in the chamber in Level 2.
I don't know why, but I'm tired. I'm extremely tired.
I've been tired.
It's a tiring day.
Because it's Monday, Lundi.
So in bad news, our show is over for the day. But in good news, Ingrid can now take a nap. But we'll be back next week.
Okay.
For our last show ever because of the end of times. According to you guys.
Oh,
the
you
Mayans.
For a minute.
No, we'll be back. I don't believe in the 21st as the end of time. So I believe we'll be back for many
one,
weeks
two,
to come.
One, two, one.
But we will at the very least be back next week.
Yeah.
At 3:30.
We'll be back next
to talk about what we've been reading. Maybe we'll be done with the books we just mentioned. Wow. New theme song.
Yeah. Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you.
Good night, Ingrid.
Not literally. Bye.
I think you're great.